What's the latest medical news, technology, and innovation to improve our well-being? Let's find out in this week's Health Check.
And we welcome back to the studio for our Health Check, Dr. Kristen Cook. She is with Ridgeview Dermatology. Good morning, Dr. Cook. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
You are at the Aesthetics by Ridgeview office, one of three locations of Ridgeview Dermatology. And what you're going to talk about this morning is something that's relatively new, but I think this is pretty exciting for a lot of folks. This is called non-surgical rhinoplasty.
That's right. And it is a somewhat new procedure, although what we use to do it, which is dermal filler, is not new. We use a lot of dermal filler for our aesthetics patients. So non-surgical nose or non-surgical rhinoplasty is an option for people who are interested in making some subtle changes in the shape of their nose. The most common ones are at the bridge of the nose. Some people have a hump or bump that they're unhappy with the appearance of, and others have a more concave shape at the bridge of their nose. And those are two things that we can address with a very small amount of dermal filler that's injected at the bridge of the nose and can give the bridge a little more straight slope to it.
So in other words, you're kind of filling in around everywhere else.
Kind of, yeah. It's like I said, it really doesn't take very much filler to make a small change, but it's very effective and a very straightforward procedure, and obviously much less invasive than having a rhinoplasty, which generally involves breaking the nose and kind of putting it back together.
A rhinoplasty, that it's like what they say is a nose job.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Wow, is that the most common complaint that people have about their face maybe is their nose?
It's one of the more common ones. I mean, we have people are unhappy with all different things on their face. The nose is commonly one. Wrinkles, of course, is another one, which we can also address with filler. But we can inject filler in a lot of different places on the face, in the cheekbones, near the chin, around the mouth. So there's really quite a bit that we can do with it. But I think using it in the nose is something that people are less familiar with.
Brian, you had a nose job kind of the old-fashioned way. You just broke your nose, right? Like somebody punched you or something?
I didn't actually break my nose. I was in a car wreck, and I had a deviated septum.
Oh, yeah.
I hit the dashboard and just snapped that. And so, yes,
it was not to replace it.
Do you want to hear about the 3 feet of Vaseline-soaked cotton gauze they shoved up each of my nostrils after the surgery?
That's a lot of cotton gauze.
It is. So when they're pulling it out, it's like a magic trick almost.
But the point was, is, you know, having the nose broken, whatever way you have done.
It's not a great deal of fun.
Yeah, it's probably not. This sounds much less invasive. So when you add the dermal fillers, like, what does that involve for the patient as far as what's it feel like?
With any injection, there is some discomfort, but it's very short-lived, and we are able to use a numbing cream ahead of time to dull the pain somewhat. But like I said, this injection really involves a very small amount of filler, so it's a really very quick procedure.
And do they see the results right away?
Yeah, that's the other great thing about it, is that unlike rhinoplasty, where the recovery is quite long and there's a large amount of swelling usually that has to come down before you can see the final result, the amount of swelling with this is very minimal, and people usually can see their results pretty much right away.
And is it a one-time thing and they've changed the shape of their nose and that's it?
Unfortunately, it is something that has to be touched up at least once a year. Mm-hmm. The filler is a little different from person to person, but it generally lasts between 9 months and a year.
But still, that's pretty amazing that you might see people who, for their entire lives, have not liked the shape of their nose. And then they can come into your office and walk out of there later that day with a new look altogether.
It is, yeah. It's impressive the amount of change that you can make with just a small amount of filler, not only in the bridge of the nose, but also at the tip of the nose. You know, some people have a nose where the tip of it kind of curves downward, or some people have kind of two bumps at the end of their nose where it's kind of bifurcated. And again, with a small amount of filler, we can kind of round it out and give the tip of the nose a little smoother appearance.
Do you see more women than men typically, or is it about equal?
We do see see more women than men, but aesthetics is becoming increasingly popular with men. So we're seeing more men than we used to, and expect for that ratio to even out even more as time goes on.
What's a popular procedure among men?
Probably the most popular procedure among men right now is laser hair removal. Mm-hmm. That's popular. Cool sculpting is probably second most among men. PRP hair restoration is probably up there also. And then fillers and Botox behind
Hair removal from places where you don't want it. And then the restoration where you've lost it.
That's right.
That's kind of funny.
It is.
Now, you guys, the non-surgical rhinoplasty counts as a dermal filler, and that's one of the various services that you have there at Aesthetics by Ridgeview. Why don't you tell us about some of the others?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, laser hair removal, which mm-hmm. is really popular for men and women. Cool sculpting, also very popular. The dermal fillers, as you mentioned.
And remind our listeners once more about Cool Sculpt, in case somebody hasn't heard of that.
Yeah, so Cool Sculpting is a non-invasive procedure that lowers the temperature of tissue in areas of your body where you may have fat pockets that you have trouble getting rid of with traditional diet and exercise. So with Cool Sculpting, we're able to reduce the number of fat cells in those hard to treat areas. Over time, those fat cells will undergo cell death and be reabsorbed by your body and never come back.
Wow. It's a great way to get rid of those trouble spots.
It is. Yeah.
And so keep on going with these services that you offer.
So as you mentioned, the dermal fillers, mm-hmm. Botox is very popular. And then we offer chemical peels, microneedling, which can be done with or without PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma. And that's the same thing that we use as part of our hair restoration for men and women.
And you use that, talk about using that in people's skin, though, and the effect that it has.
Yeah, it's really been great for people with any kind of acne scarring, fine lines and wrinkles. It really improves the texture of the skin. And when it's done in a series, which is what we generally recommend over a course of 4 to 6 months, with the treatment being done about once a month, people really can have a quite noticeable improvement in the texture of their skin and a shallowing of fine lines, wrinkles, scarring.
Aesthetics by Ridgeview, it's a quality of life thing for your patients. It's people who are, you know, these might be things that they have been, you know, acne scarring, the problems that they've had or things they've been burdened with for years. And now, thanks to modern technology, it's a pretty quick fix.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we're able to address better than in the past.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have an event coming up at the end of June where folks have a better opportunity to see all these different services that you offer.
Yeah, that's right. June 30th in the evening, we're going to have an event focusing on Botox and dermal fillers. We'll be offering some discounts on both of those procedures. So we would love for anybody who's thinking about it or would like to learn more about it to come to our event, and we'll be there to give more details and even do some kind of mini consults, letting people know what would be the best treatment regimen for them.
And they can find out more about non-surgical rhinoplasty
as well? Yes, absolutely. Yep, I'll be there.
Very good. Dr. Kristen Cook, Ridgeview Dermatology, and your website is ridgeviewdermatology.com.
Yes.
And you are at the Aesthetics by Ridgeview office, and you guys have two other offices as well. So all of the skin services there provided by Ridgeview Dermatology. Thanks so much for joining us this morning for Health Check.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.